AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. The House is expected to vote tonight on a $4.5 billion spending bill to provide humanitarian aid to migrants being held in U.S. detention. Democrats are calling for stricter rules on holding children after reports that roughly 300 kids were detained in a Texas facility with no adult care, limited food, water, and medical assistance. That prompted the head of the Customs and Border Protection Agency to resign. President Trump was asked about John Sanders stepping down.
The laws are so bad, and the asylum rules and laws are so bad, that our Border Patrol people, who are so incredible, aren't allowed to do their jobs. So because Mexico is now, for the first time in 50 years, helping us, and we really appreciate it, we're able to make certain changes that we wouldn't have been able to make before.
Six children have died in U.S. custody. Sanders had said he was greatly affected by that. A Georgia sheriff releasing dramatic body cam video today showing the rescue of a newborn baby girl found alive early this month inside a plastic bag in the woods. The Forsyth County sheriff is hoping that it leads to tips to help find the mother. In Brussels, the nation's acting defense chief is trying to get allies to come on board with sanctions and negotiations with Iran.
Express with us the concern, outrage, if not with regard to Iran's activities in the region. That would be a good first step.
Rapper Cardi B has been arraigned on new felony charges in connection with a fight last year at a New York City strip club. Our Margie Zaraletta reports.
Cardi B pleaded not guilty in a New York state court to attempted assault and other charges. Police say Cardi B argued with a bartender and a fight broke out involving thrown chairs, bottles, and hookah pipes in October. The bartender and another employee suffered minor injuries.
Pot smoking soon to become legal in Illinois. The governor signing the legislation today. This is AP Radio News. The new White House press secretary will be joining President Trump on his trip to Asia tomorrow.
A tweet from Melania Trump announced that the First Lady's spokeswoman, Stephanie Grisham, will succeed Sarah Sanders as the new White House press secretary. Grisham will also take on the role of White House communications director. The First Lady wrote, "POTUS and I can think of no better person to serve the administration and our country." Grisham ran her own PR firm in Arizona and worked for AAA, several Arizona Republican politicians, and the Mitt Romney campaign. She was an early supporter of Donald Trump's presidential campaign and joined Trump's transition team before being named deputy press secretary under Sean Spicer. She's reportedly well-liked by the president and members of the White House press corps. Jennifer King, Washington.
A sizable number of U.S. voters say that they would have some hesitancy about supporting an LGBT candidate for president. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.